We have reached the end of yet another session, and this was a quite active week in the Missouri Senate. One of those bills we saw was what's referred to as the heartbeat bill. It's House Bill 126.
That's right. I was very pleased that we were able to work through that in the Senate, and especially that we didn't have to use the previous question motion, which many times on pro-life bills we do have to because of the depth of the emotion that's associated with those bills. 126 deals with the detection of a heartbeat. It also has pain-capable qualifications in there. There are a number of things that are enacted in case the Supreme Court would happen to reconsider Roe v. Wade and would change the outcome of that opinion. It's a comprehensive bill that was negotiated, and there were some changes that had to be made in order to avoid using the previous question procedure, but I think those changes were justified in order to get through the bill and get it completed. It's interesting that we also were able to get an increase in the tax credits for pregnancy resource centers, which is a major thing. I've got several of those either in or near the district that I serve that just do a tremendous job at saving lives and changing lives, building and strengthening families, teaching parents how to be parents, young people how to be parents, how to take care of a newborn, and that's going to be a terrific benefit to those mothers who are just uncertain about what to do with their pregnancy and who choose life and choose to save that baby and to keep it. There's lots and lots of positive results from those centers. This will help them to raise money, so I was really pleased with that. It's interesting that so much of the arguments over abortion haven't changed, even though that opinion was issued back in, I think, 1973. So we're looking at over 40 years of scientific advances that have dramatically changed the information that we have about life, and yet none of those advances seem to be considerable. Whenever people talk about that we shouldn't touch the Roe v. Wade opinion, that needs to be left alone, that's completely ignoring all of the scientific advances. We know so much more now about life. We have a much better basis for making decisions. I know I received an email during this process from a woman who undertook an abortion because of a baby that they were being told was not going to be perfect. And I can't help but think about that. How do you get past that emotional part of dismembering, you know, a small child in the womb, or of taking a suction machine and turning that small body into liquid, just a bloody liquid? And I can't imagine how a mother could make that decision unless she really has not confronted that information, unless she really hasn't been informed about exactly what happens in that abortion, other than that she won't be pregnant anymore and she won't be bothered with a child that maybe she thinks isn't going to be perfect. And even just the arrogance of thinking that we have the right to determine who lives and who dies, to me, is a difficult thing to imagine and to understand. But apart from those emotional arguments, there is a need for us to do everything we can legislatively, in my opinion, to protect life. And I believe House Bill 126, even with the compromises that were made in order to get it through the Senate, is going to advance those protections and help us protect life in Missouri.
You talk about the pregnancy resource centers. That's something we've been hearing a lot more about in recent years. I know Missouri has tried to, and the legislature especially, is trying to get those in the forefront and make those.
Yes, and they deserve to be recognized. I try to attend as many of the major annual fundraisers that the ones that serve the district I'm in, and also Joplin. There's one, Life Choices out of Joplin. It's a huge pregnancy resource center that has reached into just a number of avenues. They're able to go into the schools and teach young men and young women about family and about the kinds of things that make them adults. They're very effective in terms of helping women, mothers that have never been mothers before, understand what they can do about that pregnancy and how important that child is, even if they decide to give it up to an adoption or to some other direction, why that's so important. And those centers are growing. The support that they are enjoying is growing, and the lives that they're touching are growing, and they're reaching beyond just helping a young mother understand and keep her baby. They're helping those mothers become mothers. They're helping the fathers when they are willing to learn. They're helping them to understand what it means to be a father and how to be a father. And they're helping them with financial problems. And at least one of those pregnancy resource centers in the district that I serve actually has one or more homes that those mothers can move into temporarily if they need a place to stay. So they're looking at whatever is needed, and they're trying to meet those needs. And I think that's multi-generational in its impact, because if we can build a family out of a broken relationship, a relationship that really was not correct, was improper to begin with, and if that can be turned into a family, then we've changed the world.
Aside from that, there's also the fact that adoption is always a choice. There's so many couples who would love to have a child.
Adoptions are difficult and expensive. I think that's something that can be looked at. And are there ways to make it less difficult? Are there ways to make it less expensive? Because there are countless couples out there that would love to have a child. Either they haven't been able to find an option to adopt, or they haven't been able to raise the money and maybe working on that. But you're absolutely right. And to make sure that these young mothers know that and know that there's someone out there that's going to want their baby, even if they decide after birthing that baby that they don't want to step up to motherhood.
Overall, the session is, as we record, almost complete, but for all intents and purposes now finished. Your overall thoughts on what happened this year?
I think we've had a good year for the people of Missouri. There have been a number of things, some difficult issues, that including House Bill 126, the life bill, that we've been able to get through the legislature. We've had some long nights in the Senate, and into the morning hours, they've been productive nights, and I've been pleased with the session